Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Donald Trump comes to Detroit this Saturday, hoping to appeal to African-American voters. He'll visit a congregation at Great Faith Ministries, although word is he will not speak then. Then he'll sit down to tape a TV interview with Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, which will then be broadcast on Jackson's Impact Television Network. This latest visit to Michigan comes right on the heels of the summer nominating convention held last weekend by Michigan's Republican Party. And with us now is the chairman of the Michigan GOP, Ronna Romney McDaniel. Welcome back to Stateside.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, this marks Mr. Trump's third visit to Michigan within a month. What do you hear him saying to people in Michigan?
Well, he's saying, I'm showing up for you. I'm here to fight for your votes. I'm here to take my case to Michiganders, and I'm going to be here for you for the long haul. I'm not just going to show up for an election and then abandon you once I get elected. And I think we haven't had that in a long time in our state.
Why do you believe that Donald Trump is the right choice for president? And I don't want to start with talking about why Hillary Clinton is the wrong choice, but why is Donald Trump right?
Sure. I think the thing that Donald Trump brings to this this election that we haven't seen before is he is saying to the voters, I am going to be an advocate for you. I'm going to be a change agent in Washington. We have sent politician after politician to Washington, D.C., and they have not tackled the issues that they campaign that they're going to tackle, immigration reform, tax code reform, entitlement reform. We know that our entitlements are running out, our deficit, our debt. And he is saying, I'm going to go and actually fix the things I'm campaigning for. And you can believe me because I'm not a Washington insider. I'm a businessman. I'm different. And give me a chance to show you that I will tackle the issues that I campaign on.
Then what do you make of the well over 100 Republican leaders? We've got current and former members of Congress, high-level officials from Republican administrations, governors, highly respected, experienced Republicans who have said openly they will not vote for Mr. Trump, and some even say they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And, of course, last weekend at the convention, Governor Snyder stayed on the sidelines, no endorsement from him. What are these folks missing that you're seeing?
Well, he is running for the average voter, for the middle-class American and Michigander who has found themselves working two to three jobs, who are making less than they were making 10 years ago, people who are being left behind, who have not had an advocate in Washington. They can't afford lobbyists. They're not part of the elite class. They don't have those connections. And Trump is saying, I'm going to go and I'm going to be your advocate. And, of course, we don't have everybody in our party there. We want them all there. But a lot of the people who aren't supporting him are part of the elite class. They are part of the established class, and they do have those connections. He's not running for them. He's running for the average voter, the average Michigander, who cannot seem to get ahead under the Obama anemic recovery.
What do you say to people who are feeling like they can't get ahead, but they feel it's Republican policies that are the reason why?
Well, I think you can look at the record under the Obama administration. Our poverty rates are higher. Home ownership is down. We are leaving many, many Americans behind in this anemic recovery, and people just are not getting ahead, and the proof is in the numbers. I mean, you go look at the poverty rates. You look in Detroit. You look at the dropout rates. You look at all the things that are happening across the country. It is just not where it needs to be. In fact, this is one of the worst recoveries from recession we've ever seen in the history of our country.
Yet we see more people with, you know, who have medical insurance. We've seen unemployment rates cut. In fact, from that, I want to kind of pivot over to the view that Mr. Trump is very clear about with Michigan, very dark, and you know, manufacturing and the state of the auto industry in Detroit, a very dark view. But then you look at Governor Snyder, who's worked very hard to push that comeback story, and indeed, Michigan manufacturers are back adding jobs. We're up to more than 600,000 manufacturing jobs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So Governor Snyder has a very contrasting view. Who's right here?
Well, I think Governor Snyder in Michigan has bucked the national trend. I mean, nationally, you're seeing more people leaving the labor workforce. You've seen a lot of states suffering. Michigan has defied what's happening nationally. Our unemployment is significantly lower. We are attracting jobs. We've added 475,000 new jobs. And I think when you look at Michigan, it's a perfect example of what Donald Trump can bring. Jennifer Granholm is Hillary Clinton light. What Jennifer Granholm did to our state, her policies drove us into the ditch. We lost jobs. Our unemployment was skyrocketing. And it's taken Republican leadership and policies to turn our state around. And those same policies in the White House are going to help the rest of the country at the same level that Michigan has been helped under Republican leadership.
We're speaking with the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, Ronna Romney McDaniel. And as we speak, Mr. Trump meeting with Mexico's president today, and then later he's expected to make a major policy speech on immigration, which really has been one of his core issues. It does seem in the past week he's kind of backtracked some, or at least showing some flexibility and movement on his hardline stance of the wall, no amnesty, no pass to citizenship. What are you personally hoping to hear from him today with this big speech he's going to be giving on immigration?
Well, I'm excited to hear him talk about an immigration policy that will be put in place under his administration. Certainly, we saw President Obama put this as a center point in his campaign for president and has not tackled it. And I think that has exacerbated the problems in this country. We absolutely need some type of immigration reform. It's something that a lot of candidates bring up often on the campaign trail. And again, Mr. Trump is saying, I'm actually going to execute this when I'm in office. I'm actually going to get these things done. I don't know what he's going to say. I am going to be tuning in, but I'm very excited that, again, he is tackling substantive issues during this race.
We should point out no president can tackle anything without the support of Congress, and Mr. Obama really hasn't had that.
Well, he did have the first 2 years with a Senate and a House, and he didn't tackle it then. So he did have the first 2 years of his presidency with complete Democrat control, and he chose not to tackle that issue during that time.
The political conversation in this country around immigration tends to focus on the people crossing American borders illegally, but one of the big reasons they're doing that and coming here is because American employers are giving them jobs. The agricultural and service industries immediately come to mind. Why is there not more talk in the GOP platform about focusing on the role of American employers?
I think there is discussion about that. I think everything's on the table, and Mr. Trump will address that tomorrow. But I think the main focus is that Obama policies are not helping our country. They're not helping with immigration. Again, when you brought up health care, we just saw Aetna pull out of the health care exchange. That's not working. We need a real change agent in Washington, and Donald Trump is tackling all the issues that many Americans have not seen being addressed in our Washington leadership.
Well, let's go back to what you're hearing is amongst GOP circles when you're saying ideas are being talked about. What ideas in particular about, again, focusing on the employer's role in this?
Well, you've seen verification talked about in terms of employers with immigration. I'm not familiar with all the specific policy ideas Donald Trump's going to put forward, so I'd like to see his plan tomorrow. But certainly that's something that's been at the forefront of all the discussions with Republicans and Democrats in this election.
Because, you know, certainly this is being watched carefully in Michigan. Agricultural business relies so heavily on these workers who are coming. You know, it matters very much to a lot of people in Michigan where the answer is going to lie.
Well, I think a lot of people are saying we'd like to see legal immigration. We want people to come here legally. There is a form of legal immigration, obviously. I have family members that have legally immigrated to this country. All of us have. And so we need to find a way to make that continue, but also to not let illegal immigrants jump ahead of the line of those people who have come here legally seeking employment.
Lastly, this past weekend at the convention, the Michigan GOP convention, you and your colleagues gave William Rawerdink a vote in the Electoral College should Mr. Trump win Michigan. 10 years ago, he was serving almost 4 years in prison in order to pay more than $250 million in fines in what's been called one of the worst accounting fraud scandals ever. Why is he now a leader in Michigan's GOP?
Well, first of all, our electoral candidates are determined by congressional district, so that was not done at the entire convention. That was done in the 14th congressional district. We've seen a lot of people make mistakes in their lives and come back and run for office, and that's part of our process in this country. You serve your time and you're able to come back. We've seen that on the Democrat side over and over again. So you can ask the 14th district chair and those people in that caucus why they chose him to elect their district, but as far as the state party, he was not elected at the full convention.
What, in your view, would get someone disqualified from a key leadership role? If not that, what would?
Anything that would prevent somebody from actually being able to vote. he's permitted to vote in this country, in the state. If we had a law that would say you're not able to vote because of actions that you have done, then I think that would be a disqualifying factor as anybody serving as an elector.
And certainly back to Mr. Trump's visit Saturday, what role will you have in that? How much interaction with him will you have?
Well, we're thrilled to see him come to Detroit. The Republican Party of Michigan has had an office in Detroit for well over 2 years, and we're competing for votes and recognizing that we have work to do to reach out to communities that have not traditionally voted Republican. And let's talk about things like school choice and criminal justice reform, areas where Republicans are leading, and we're fighting for votes that haven't traditionally gone our way, and that's what we should be doing. We should be reaching out to everybody to take our message to every American. And you know what? Every American is better served when both parties are fighting for their votes. This is a great part of democracy.
Ronna Romney McDaniel, the chairman of the Michigan GOP. Thank you so much for being with us on Stateside, Ronna.
Thank you.